Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Cup of Silver Linings, a novel by Karen Hawkins, read by Tavia Gilbert, Nancy Lunari, Angel Peen, and Amanda Ronconi. Chapter 1. Ellen. Standing beside her daughter's open grave, Ellen Foster dug her fingernails into her palms as the annoying sound of a kazoo wafted through the wintry, pine-scented air. A kazoo. At a funeral. Worse, the kazoo wasn't playing anything remotely appropriate, like "The Lord is My Shepherd" or "Amazing Grace," but instead, ABBA's Dancing Queen. Ellen tried to ignore the other mourners who were silently lip-syncing the song as they swayed to the music. Safely hidden behind her large sunglasses, she closed her aching eyes for a long moment. It was all so tasteless. But then, everything Julie had planned for her own funeral was, so far, bizarre and uniquely tasteless. Julie would have loved it. She was always good at irking me. Frightfully so. Ellen pressed her lips firmly together, holding back both a torrent of tears and the deep desire to shout a curse. She'd never uttered a curse in her entire life, not once. But right now, it was all she could do to keep it inside. She was discovering that grief was a devious beast, a bitter mixture of loss and regret that ripped its way through her heart, not once, but over and over again, leaving her exposed and furious. Two elderly women wearing Game of Thrones t-shirts under their open coats stepped up to Julie's shiny black casket, which had been painted with outrageous red glitter flames along each side and signed with Julie's familiar swooshing signature. With military precision, the women unfolded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?